Well, that one took a little bit longer to start up.
You didn't think that guy with the fun buns looked a little bit like you?
No, you dumbass. That was honestly... No, Hudson, you would, like, look at this picture and be like, what is he talking about?
No. I think Hudson's going to be...
This guy did not look...
My sisters were both on Zach's side.
What's a fun bun?
Like Miley Cyrus, like two...
Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus.
Buns, like right here.
What are those called? They got a name.
Space buns.
There it is.
I thought that looked like me.
No,
it was a terrible...
Who is this man?
No idea. Some they knew.
Addy sent it. I don't think Addy knows him either.
No.
Knows they.
John was like, is that Zach?
Nah.
This guy's arms are way bigger than mine, so I should take it as a compliment.
That's all I was referring to.
His massive arms. And I just said, is that John? Trying to get back at him, but...
He really nailed me.
Loser. Can't believe you did that.
We watched... I'm going to call it Triple R.
RRR. Bollywood.
Is that what that is? This movie rocked.
Really?
Rocked.
Hell yeah. I thought it was epic.
I thought it was fantastic.
Epic.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
So fantastic.
I loved all 4 days of it. I mean, I was as close to turning it into 4 days.
We were 2 days.
I powered through yesterday.
On the third day.
Yeah.
We did two.
First day, I started it. I liked it. I was tired. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stop this here.
The scene 15 minutes in where this guy, they say, arrest that man. And he runs through 10,000 Indian people trying to fight him.
Yeah,
he's just punching
so,
all of them.
Is this, I don't know anything about Bollywood. I think this is my first Indian movie. Do you know if...
Me too.
Like is this what a lot of them are like?
All of us are pretty new to the scene.
Is this not a Life of Pi situation?
Life of Pi is not Bollywood, though. That's an American movie. It just happens to be an Indian man. Like Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, that's
American
not
movie.
Yeah.
But Harry Potter.
Is Bollywood.
I feel like we take claim for Harry Potter to some degree.
Oh,
no,
it's
we
just
don't.
The same. It's just the same. Like, it's England... America's number one, England's number two. Everybody knows that.
England's number two?
Yeah, that's what it was when I was growing up.
I think China's number two.
I was about to say, China's number two.
And maybe Russia's number three.
Yeah.
A guaranteed number one very soon.
Because of DJT?
DJT. Yeah.
Did you see what he did to Colombia? All time.
What'd he do?
We sent a plane of immigrants back to Colombia. They said, we're not accepting them. Donald Trump said... All right, here's tariffs
25%
on
everything.
He like listed out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Then the Colombian president said, "All right, we'll send our presidential plane to come back and pick him up."
Yeah, he sent his personal plane picked up all of them.
That's crazy.
They flipped the on that shit. Real quick.
What a cool day for those Colombians.
Yeah.
A sad and cool day.
Hey,
I would be so annoyed.
You gotta come back to Colombia. Damn, you're gonna get golden
it's
Air
the
Force
Prezi plane.
Two or whatever it's called.
I feel like they're not comfortable when they're sitting. I've seen some, like...
Oh, man, imagine being on a plane, like, going back and forth. That would be the worst part. That's three of the same ride.
Nobody's got luck in shaking really stuff those planes full. I swear I've seen people, like, sitting in aisles and stuff, like a real full plane.
It'd be cool to ride in one of those, like, Air Force planes that's, like, no seats. You know, where they're, like, sitting on the side and, like, they're huge.
Yeah, you're talking to the right guy.
Yeah.
AC-130 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cargo plane?
What kind of plane is Air Force One?
I don't know. Yeah, like a Boeing or something, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Does it have guns on it?
Actually?
No.
I take that
I think it's probably got secret guns.
Oh, it's got guns, for
sure.
Yeah,
it's got guns.
I mean, it makes sense that it would have
guns. Like, imagine if Russia, they heard Air Force One in the air, and they
were... I would think more like anti-aircraft, similar like a sonar or something.
I bet it's got at least something like that, and then it probably already had... It always has jets on, like, standby.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's got two jets.
Oh, watching one of those... Present details in the air.
Within like 15-20 seconds away, probably.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean a jet's pretty much how fast is a jet?
It can go from DC to Miami in like 10 minutes.
Wow. What about DC
to
California?
Wow.
I don't know. Probably like an hour, maybe.
You think?
Yeah.
Man.
Are you comfortable the whole time, or can you?
Hell no, you're not comfortable.
You're full G.
I saw this.
Oh yeah, dude. Like you're doing that for an hour straight.
Probably.
They black out.
Oh yeah, but that's when you go like up and then down really fast. Right?
Well, I think even when they're going Mach, it's like riding in that spinny ride, but way worse.
Yeah, you know who can do that? Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That guy's a modern marvel. I don't really love him, but the stuff he does is incredible.
We watched a video on him in school, and he was on Letterman or Conan or something like that. And he was talking about being a pilot, and he was like, we went to Denver one time, and we didn't have enough oxygen, so we just took it out of the passenger cabin and pumped it to us. And Letterman was like, is that not, like, dangerous or something? And he was like, oh, you know, he just went to sleep, so he didn't complain.
And, whoa, there was and a passenger
He was like, oh, all right, like, all right, we'll keep on going. Like, what else are you doing?
He passed out pretty quick. Yeah. I've seen Tom Cruise, like, talking about the licenses he's had. Every license. I'm pretty sure he's a broker in California. He's got everything you could think of.
That's funny.
Every, like, vehicle he would, like, possibly drive, he's licensed to drive it.
That's pretty crazy he's got all that time.
What do you mean he's, like... He's got $200 million and like...
Yeah, I don't think he does
movies
much.
All the time. He has to work out. You're going to...
It's true.
I think test for your CDL. Also like, I'm sure it's like a six-month process or something, but...
I think it's even shorter than that. It's crazy. I was seeing someone talk about it. Like, they're like, yeah, so... Oh, I think it was Timothy Chalamet talking about being Bob Dylan. He's like, yeah, man, I'm only going to get to play him for this 3 months of my life. And I was like... Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, for a big
paycheck.
I bet
it's a grueling 3 months.
It's crazy because they probably like...
But if you don't need the money, you could take 10 years off. Tom Cruise has nothing.
That's what I'm saying. You can live off the dividends off of one of those.
Yeah, he's A-okay.
Oh, yeah, he's fine, but once you got it, you always want more.
You think?
I think there's 10 Mission Impossibles.
Yeah, there's a number for me.
If I make $5 million off a movie, I'm done. I said mill.
There's a couple people that do that.
$5 billion.
The guy from
off a single movie,
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and he's in Spaceballs with a giant helmet.
Yeah, what is that guy's name?
He made a little bit of money, and he was like, "All right, I'm done."
It's a good call.
I think that's
but not many people do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that.
I think a lot of people just like acting.
I thought you just said you would.
There's a number. It's not $5 million. It would be like.
No, because if you're a 200 mil guy, then you also are getting like the coolest roles.
It's crazy. It's like, hey, we're just going to make another Mission Impossible. We're going to pay you 10 million more than we did the last movie.
I haven't seen like any Mission Impossibles.
$5 million, I feel like I would screw it up. I've seen like parts of it.
I haven't seen like many Tom Cruise movies. I only just watched the new Top Gun. Like,
have you ever seen the? I guess you haven't. But have you ever seen Risky Business?
No, but I know.
I thought Risky Business was like. Oh, like a Home Alone, but like a PG-13 situation, but like fun, but like, you know.
Risky Business.
It's awful. He like starts a...
Is that Jerry Maguire? Is that his name in it? Or is that a movie called Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire's a different movie.
Is that named Jerry Maguire?
Yeah. But so this movie, he's a high schooler, his parents go out of town, and he's like going to cause a ruckus. And he becomes a pimp and runs a brothel out of his house. And
it's not...
It's like...
What's the song called again?
Now you got me stuck on Jim. Risky Business. Yeah. And it's weird. He like starts a strip club out of his parents' house with like these like local whores, and it's like
local whores.
Like high school buddies come through and they all go. And it's like the whole time it's like this like feeling of like, yeah, like we're having fun, like look, we're getting into a little trouble. And it's like, this is, I don't know.
This is some pretty serious trouble.
Yeah, this is awful.
This is a felony.
I don't even know how it ended. I turned it off.
I think what's Jerry Maguire is a sports agent in that one, right?
Yeah, he is.
What's
it's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Justin Timberlake and that kid who this young man who actually died, I'm pretty sure.
Social Networking.
No. I think it is Justin Timberlake, though. I'm almost positive. But they, like, they had this kid and they kidnapped him.
Alpha Dog. And that guy did die. You ever seen that movie?
Dude, that's actually a pretty good movie. That's a great movie.
What's it about?
So they kidnapped this kid for some reason.
So I think they kidnapped this kid and they were going to use him for a ransom. And then I think it got kind of out of control and they didn't know what they were doing. And so, like, you're like...
They like at the like during this the portion of the movie. It's not a long movie.
He's like becoming friends with his kidnappers.
They're all buddy buddy. Like they're at parties. He's partying with them, and then like at the end of it, they murder this kid at the top of like Hollywood Hills.
Dang, I was trying not to ruin it for him.
He had to ruin it.
Hard to tell the plot.
It
would have
been a really boring plot.
What happens is
they just
like
hang
kidnapped.
Out on the top and have a blast.
Kidnap a kid.
And then his brother. I think what happens is his brother. Maybe they're like opposing gangs, basically. And I think his brother, they kidnap his brother. And then that guy's like going ape. And I think it just causes like to where they're like, well, we can't give him back now. Like,
yeah,
what do we do?
And they love the kid by the end.
Oh, man. Justin Timberlake is Justin Timberlake and that guy are like best buds.
Seems like you have other options.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd have to watch it.
I would just like tattoo.
Send him on
it's a great movie. Yeah, it's worth a watch.
Just make him a part of my gang.
Oh, okay.
With a forehead tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess you had to watch it.
Oh, no, I don't think
that would make even less sense.
I gave it the benefit of the doubt.
No, yeah, I've seen it. I would have hated it. That's how the movie ended.
I thought everyone had forehead tattoos.
But yeah.
They don't.
No.
No, that was out of left field.
Yeah, but how did that kid die? He was like our age, I'd assume.
I know, I can't remember.
Car accident, probably.
Oh, is that the...
He looks, like, way younger than he actually
He's in Star
was.
Trek.
I'm pretty sure he got crushed by his car against
That's what
his
I
gate.
Thought. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say something.
His car, like, went into neutral, or he left it in neutral, and he got crushed by it.
I think Cousin's right.
My great-uncle got killed
what
like
is
the...
It? Anton Yelchin?
Well, who did?
My great-uncle.
Died like that?
He worked in a trucking bay.
Yeah.
And he got... Cut in half.
Yeah, that guy died at 27 years old. Your great uncle got cut in half.
Yeah, similar age.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty young. By
cut
a giant
in half?
Semi truck.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, just like Fully. Crushed by at the waist.
Was
like,
he crushed at the waist or was he cut in half?
I mean, you know, you're not getting sawed in. You're not getting like clean cut by a truck, but like it was like, you know, you seen like a shipping yard, like for like trucks. Like the height, so he got like hit by a truck going that way. And
no,
obviously his body gave.
Sorry to hear about your great uncle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, I never knew him. He died about 50 years ago. But
man,
I didn't know my grandpa. Wish I did.
R.I.P. He died of a heart attack, I believe. Not in some crazy way, like
yeah, no.
Everything's crazy. Death is dead.
You don't need to know how the sausage is made.
But it's made.
What does the R stand for in this movie?
It's like...
They said it.
Because
like,
at first
rage
they were like, fire. Redemption. Yeah. Rage.
No, it wasn't all R's. That was the funny thing.
No. Later it did. But first it was like fire, water, and it was doing that. But later it did do all R's.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
At some point, there was definitely three R's. There was three
at
R's.
At first they were doing what you were like, and I was like,
yeah, it was
okay.
Funny. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay, fire, water.
I loved it, though. First one that came up, I got a good laugh out of it.
It's like, all these words have an R in them.
Yeah. I mean, there's an R.
Later, they did do what Zach's saying. They did show, like, rage, redemption.
This, like, all the action scenes in this movie were, like, better than any Marvel action
scene. Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
Ever.
Yeah. You know, like, it was cheesy.
It was comedic.
But in a perfect way.
Some of them, it was badass.
Yeah, cool.
Dude, like, the end when he's got the bow and arrow and he's full native.
I love this movie. I get that. So, for one, that guy, he was the most, like, put together facial hair and hair.
The soldier.
The police officer.
Yeah.
Then they said 3 months later.
I love that.
His hair is 10 inches long, and he's got a full beard. I was like, how much time has passed?
Yeah, they only said 3 months. And
yeah.
I was like,
and it just shows how strong he is.
Yeah, he goes full Native American.
He was just repping up pull-ups. Hell even yeah. When he was just getting beat to death.
I didn't think it was funny that one statue sure did look like an American Indian, and then he turned into an American Indian with the bow and arrow.
Native Americans
the statue
are very
where
hairy,
they're
though.
Holding the bow?
Not very hairy.
They're not hairy at all.
They got long hair.
They got long head
but
hair.
But no
facial. They don't have beards. Or...
True, you've never seen an Indian with a mustache.
Yeah, they don't have,
or
like,
body
hair.
Yeah. That's weird.
Wow. Y'all probably have some Native American in you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. What do you think? What do you think the cheesiest...
Fully commit to that 116.
Yeah. What do you think the most...
I saw you guys both perk up.
My people! All right, Chuck.
What do you think the most ridiculous move they pulled was?
Oh, it has to be when they saved the kid. I had no idea where they were going until...
They made eyes and they knew exactly what they were going to do.
They were making hand gestures. And they
holding the flag. I'm like, all right, respect.
Yeah, I thought that was just for fun.
When the kids, when they first become friends, and then they run with the rope.
With the horse and the motorcycle on one side.
They planned for everything by glances.
Yeah, they looked at each other like, you know.
We know exactly.
That was
the funniest thing ever. It's like 100 feet away, and he does like three hand signs, and he's like, "That's the perfect idea for this situation."
I love how the flag like was part of it too. Yeah. At first I was like, "Oh, that's badass!" Like, while we save this kid, let's hold Mother India.
Yeah,
and then they wrap up in the fire.
I thought the same thing. I was like, "Oh, that's cool," and then I was like, "Oh, he's using it. That's crazy."
I thought he was about to like take the horse.
So much cooler.
I thought he was going to take the horse off the bridge.
Yeah.
But the horse just does a quick stop. The horse was even in on it.
I thought the craziest thing was when he catches a motorcycle. He like catches it.
Oh, the jungle guy. There's a jungle guy and a police officer. The jungle guy was just straight mass.
There's Rom and then
jungle guy.
Baheem.
Oh yeah.
Beam and Rom.
So Beam. I think the craziest part is probably when he raids the white embassy and he drops off 32 wild animals and they're not even on his side.
I love that.
But he goes awesome. Riding them off.
Yeah. Didn't help him at all.
Like that scene was there all and then I'm like, damn, he even brought deer and like
oh, they were creeping everybody.
I saw them feeding the tiger earlier, so they were just catching him at the beginning.
Oh, and he caught the tiger and, like...
That was sick.
Straight mass, just locked him back in.
Man.
Beam!
Oh, man. At the end, they...
I love this type of, like, hero movie.
Uh-huh.
Where it's, like, equally comedic as it is sick.
I don't... Do you think in India they're laughing? Or is it just badass?
No, I think it's a cultural thing.
It's just
thing.
Badass.
I think at some points it was meant to be funny. But, like, most of it is just badass.
I think it's just badass.
Yeah. Like, the parts that we think are funny probably weren't.
I thought most of it was just badass. Like, I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous, but badass.
Yeah, a lot of it I didn't think was funny. A lot of it I was like, that was sick. Like,
he was shooting arrows through, like, trees and killing people.
Yeah.
Anything you could think of someone to do in this situation, the top tier badassery.
They had some great stuff.
It was done.
Yeah, Beam took Rom's like bullets and totally Wolverined them with him.
Yeah, that was sick.
You remember? Yeah. He took them and then he had like three prongs in his hand and he was like...
Yeah. That was sick. Dude, their little fight was crazy because they were just... It was breaking my heart the whole time.
Yeah, I think never in the history of a movie have I hoped that two guys were best friends in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I hope Harry, Ron, and Hermione are friends in real life. These two guys, I just hope that they, like, hang out.
Me and Hudson tried to dive deeper into Bollywood.
Anything good?
There was no, like, English dub for it.
That was really difficult.
Did you guys watch it dubbed?
You watched
it. We did.
But what I was going to say about this is...
I would watch it subbed if I ever watch it again.
Yeah. Because it was a little confusing how he knows English. Rom knew English, and then they're talking, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of goofy." Because
that happens all the time.
Translate,
just let it go.
Yeah, he would be translating English to English.
Yeah,
yeah.
What they're saying is, "Yeah, buddy,
we know.
We're all talking." I like their dubbed actors because they're still just Indian people doing it, like speaking English,
right?
Because they still
it's all in house.
And I love all that.
I love the head nods.
Like, there was, like, one, like, uncle or something that was doing it for, like, everything. Yeah. Every time he popped up on the screen, he was shaking.
Beam was awesome. He was my favorite.
He was your favorite of the two?
You liked Rom more?
I think I probably liked Beam
more. How about
more.
Beam just getting absolutely creamed by Rom with that with the whip, and then he brought out the nails one, and I was like, okay, Rom's gonna not, he's not gonna be able to use this one, and he still just ripped him to shreds.
Oh, Beam's just singing the song of our hearts.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful song.
That might be the best part.
Watch the crimson go. That is the
mark of the song. Mother. I wish I could.
Probably close.
It was like the blood was running down towards the feet of like all the people watching him get flogged. All right. And he was like,
how could you be a child of the forest? Something like that.
Something like that. It sounds way better.
I gotta rewatch it just for that scene.
Man, I might just have to play some of the music sometimes.
Yeah, it was insane.
I wish I could know which one it was.
We're not. Do intro while John's doing this.
I thought about that. Good call.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
All right, you want to give this a rating?
Absolutely.
Ready? One, two, three.
8.5.
Oh!
What'd you say?
8.5?
That was
Triple R!
I had 8.4 in my head for so long before this.
What'd you say?
I had 8.4. 8.5.
Something
told me 8.5.
I knew it says I saw it. 8.5 across the board.
Look at the mud. I had a, this is a slightly offensive joke, but that whole scene with like Rom, I think it was Rom, sharpshooter Rom. Yeah, so Rom was growing up and his dad was shooting all of the white guys.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
And then the like aunt or his mother runs up.
Yeah, okay, I was a little bit confused by who was who. That was his mom, mother. And that was his brother. Was that his dad?
I think it was his dad.
Who was his girlfriend's parents?
The kid... That wasn't his girlfriend. I thought that wasn't his girlfriend. That was the kid with the orange shirt's girlfriend.
The girl that grew up, I thought, was the one that gave him the gun.
I think that was supposed to be the same girl that grew up to be
Ron's. And I thought that was her dad, because she was like...
I think Baba or something.
I thought that would probably...
No, her dad was still alive. Right? What? Was her dad still alive?
No, I'm pretty sure that was her dad.
That died?
The guy with the gun. I do not think that was Rom's dad.
That was definitely Rom's dad.
Yeah,
No. You guys are wrong, because later he tells her parents, like, oh, your
kid... Who was Rom's dad, then?
He got shot and died.
That was Rom's dad. You're high.
I think you're wrong.
The dude, he says something... He keeps on saying something about the artillery.
If you guys are right, then Rom marries his sister. So I hope I'm right.
No, well, that's not
never,
her
they
dad.
Never said they were sister. Brother, sister.
That was her dad.
Maybe. I think she could have said Baba or something, like some type of tone.
I don't think that was her dad.
Some of the peanut M&M.
Yeah, all right. Oh, but so the scene where like they end up like pushing up a little bit, and there's one like... Semi-automatic gun. Semi-automatic? Solo shot? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
And Rom's, like, feeding his dad bullets. And then the aunt, like, the dad gets shot. The aunt freaks out. The mom freaks out. Whoever it is. Runs in. She gets shot and killed. And then, like, cuts back. And it shows her, like, dead body on the ground. And I said, damn. Right in the forehead. And like
that's that is a little rough.
Yeah, it's a little offensive, but at the moment,
you had to be there.
Yeah,
it really wasn't
probably there. Something not to there. Say.
It is clever.
Yeah. Is it? What time is it?
8:08.
Was Dad's whole deal?
Quarter after or before?
I think he just lies.
20 minutes.
Yeah, he doesn't actually ever know.
Man, I can't believe we all said 8.5.
8.5. That's how you know it's a tried and true score.
Sorry, I got confused. Like I was texting Penny. Text me
during the pod.
I mean, if he got he wanted Word to know, he was asking him. About. No, he was watching about what he should watch.
RRR.
More like
yeah.
He just wanted to watch that. Show wise, he was asking what to watch.
He said I mentioned some show to him on Netflix.
How is Severance?
Oh, it slaps. I've only seen season one.
I haven't seen it.
Season one of Silo is also really good. Have you seen that?
What is Silo about? Drugs?
They're both on Apple. Silo is about post-apocalyptic, and they live in this giant silo that's underground, and there's like levels to this
like
shit.
Fallout.
Is that what Fallout's about?
You pretty watch much. Fallout.
I haven't seen the show or played the game.
You didn't watch the first season of Fallout?
I'm actually very anti-Fallout.
Why?
I'm not. I just haven't. I haven't partake.
I'm shocked.
You should watch the show.
It's
really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I think it's overrated compared to what people said it was, but it's very good.
Did you play the game?
Oh, did people like really hype it up?
Oh, people were blowing gas up.
I would rather watch the Halo show.
No, the Fallout show is way better.
Have you seen the Halo show?
I've seen about three episodes of the Halo show and the Fallout show.
Fallout show, it's like,
better.
It's like anybody can watch the Fallout show, even if you haven't played the game. But the Halo one, I feel like it's like, it's got to be rooted in like your childhood, maybe.
But in Silo, it seems like there's like a government, basically, and it seems like they're hiding some stuff about what's outside the silo.
So they're all
season one's the main girl. The very end, she goes outside, and we don't know what happens.
It's extremely similar to Fallout.
But I heard season two...
Yeah, it's literally just like a vault.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But the vaults in Fallout are frigged. Like, some people have three
Severance is really cool. If I were going to suggest one, I would suggest Severance.
Over Silo.
They're both good. I like both the season ones. I haven't seen either season two. I heard Silo season two was a bit slow. I haven't heard anything about Severance season two, but I think it just came out.
There's some good Apple TV.
Severance
shows.
Is cool though. So it's about like in the future, you can become severed, I think, and basically it means when you go to work, you will forget everything about your home life, and then you'll go to work.
Why?
And then at work,
you like leave you for 8 hours.
Why would I want to do that?
Some jobs have to be severed because they're like.
Oh,
you know,
NDAs
clearance
or
levels or whatever. And so if you're severed, then you don't even have to worry about you.
Sure.
I'm not sure why other ones choose to do it.
That makes sense.
But a lot of groups of people do it.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't even, it'd be cool for your home life because you would literally.
I had a tough day at work. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you would like go back, but
you might get bored.
Do people get
but you
go
like,
home?
But when you're at work, that person, it's basically like another version of you.
It's terrifying,
and it sucks for him. All he does is work 24/7.
He works the whole time.
Well, he forgets when he gets on the elevator. Then when he wakes up, it's when the elevator opens every morning.
I'd be so scared that I'd be like doing something that I don't remember doing.
Yeah.
I think that's.
But it's an interesting concept.
I think the main character, who's like the guy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
That seems so obvious. That, like, my dude that works a lot might just snap and kill everybody.
Is he gonna
and then
snap
I just, like, wouldn't know.
Huh?
Does he snap and kill
no,
everybody?
No, I think, basically,
I think
similar
he starts
vibes,
remembering both
they're realizing
lives.
That there's some dark scheme.
Yeah, also, I don't know what they're doing to me. I could, like, they could just be, like, doing crazy experiments.
He does, like, some, I don't know, they basically, like, file these things the whole time, like, they read, they kind of code, and, like, they don't even know what they're coding, and then this guy, like, is finding it out.
How do they not know what their job is?
And if they don't even know what it
because
is,
because they know,
I guess it's important.
You should watch it.
Like, when they leave the elevator and get onto their office floor, do they, like, then again remember everything that they did?
Basically, the elevator is when you go into portal mode, and when you go up and it opens up, then you're back to your home guy.
So you remember going to the elevator.
Yeah.
Right. You're an office guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember what you did the day before, you just don't remember.
Right. You just don't remember work at all.
Right. When you're at home. But you remember work when you're at work.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Basically, like you're two people, and when you're at work, you're one guy, and when you're at home, you're another guy.
Does it make the people inside the office more functional? Are we getting rid of water tank talk time?
No, there's like, they throw birthday parties for each other, and
there's so still like that stuff.
Office space.
Yeah, but I mean,
what do they talk about?
For an 8-hour workday, I mean, they probably get a lot done.
For sure.
Yeah, more than the usual.
So they're just talking about work stuff.
I don't know. I'd have to rewatch it. It's been a while, but I would because it was good.
The statistics on how many.
Unless
hours
I hear
a person...
season 2 is bad, then I would give up. Because Silo season 2, hearing it was slow kind of made me think, I don't know.
Just listening to people.
Didn't want to try.
Yeah. I'll do that for sure. There's too much TV these days. I will listen.
Take the first
if I hear something's not good, I would gladly cut it off.
Master of Disguise.
Great movie.
But your point is that a lot of people said it was bad.
Everyone said it was
I know
bad.
Says it's great.
Yeah, well, that's fair. The people you should listen to.
Yeah.
If you're getting it from like people you trust, I guess that's fine, but
you know what I thought was interesting about
Westworld,
the movie? Westworld season 1 is like the best season of all time.
Lie, but great.
Fantastic. No, I actually think it was set up to be better than Game of Thrones. I think it was the best season ever. Have you seen that, Hudson?
Mm.
You should watch Westworld season 1.
It but sucks because like it's like 3 seasons and the rest
and,
is shit.
And
fake people.
Yeah.
Fake people.
You should really watch it. And I've tried to finish season 2 like 4 times. Mm-mm. And Jordan tells me season 2 is great. It has such a great ending. It is so bad. I've never made it to the
ending.
Oh my God, it's so bad. And I think there's more seasons. There's
probably.
Certainly more than that.
I think
like
there's at least
like 5.
But I wouldn't think any more than 3.
I think there's at least 4.
I wouldn't
4.
Be surprised by more than 3.
There's at There's least no four, and it might movie. Still be coming out.
No way.
3 seasons. I hate being right all the time.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a burden.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been able... And Jesse from Breaking Bad's in season 2.
I'm about to go Jesse Pinkman on his ass. Dana, who is like my boss, is like...
He has said stuff about Breaking Bad.
He's watching
Bad,
Better
like,
Call Saul or Breaking Bad or something.
Lately, he's really... He's like,
really
man,
yeah.
He keeps on just saying stuff about him. Like, oh, man, I'd really love to go Tuco on that guy right now.
Yeah. He always, like, just mentions a guy.
Such a deep reference.
No. This
Tuco?
Is what he said.
Is that
I
the
said,
first season guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
like, you know when Tuco beats that guy to a pulp?
It's a deep cut.
Why would you think someone knows
I said,
this?
Listen, man, this guy, so-and-so, who we're working with is kind of pissed off at you for doing this. And Dana said, F that guy. I'm about to go Jesse Pinkman on his ass. And then he said, bitch! But...
He's said it like 3 times lately, and I've never heard him say that before. And I was like, "You watching Breaking Bad right now or something?" And he's like, "No, why?"
He did do it like John. We were at a meeting, and John brought it to my attention, and then I was like, "Shit." Same thing with like Dana with his storytelling. He just laughs like he's already gotten from point A to point B in his head with his story.
Mm.
So the punchline,
he's
already
laughing about his own
it.
Story,
and it's my favorite.
No, he's on A to Z, and we're still somewhere
we're on
around F.
Yeah, we're hanging around at the start of the alphabet, and he's already dying laughing about how this went like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like fake laughing with him until it
finally
starts picking up again.
Nice.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you, that guy, hell of a storyteller. He needs a podcast. What are you looking at? You frozen again?
Has it been on me the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I wasn't talking
I
at all
see
to see if it was going to switch.
Hudson's head.
There you go.
Yeah.
What time are we on the episode right now?
Yeah, it's
34 minutes.
Flat?
11 seconds.
All right, Zach, give me a good, picture.
Oh, okay.
You can't do prayer hands every single time.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Triangle of Sadness?
No, what's that?
It sounds terrible.
So in the beginning of the movie, they're both male. Or it's a male model, and then in the beginning of the movie, he goes, H&M, Balenciaga, H&M, Balenciaga. And like in H&M, you're supposed to be like smiling like you're at a picnic. And
Balenciaga,
you're supposed to be super serious. Yeah. Y'all want to do that real quick?
H&M.
No, I'm going to go both of y'all at the same time.
Okay.
H&M, Balenciaga, H&M, Balenciaga, H&M, Balenciaga.
One of those has got to work.
Yeah, y'all had to get one of
them. What is that movie about?
Oh, it's a lot. It's really good. Y'all should do it.
If you've ever seen Zoolander, you pretty much know what the movie is.
That's a lie.
It's an intense movie.
That's a lie. It's got Woody Harrelson. So they go on a ship. It's about a relationship between a male model and an influencer. They go on a yacht. The yacht crashes.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
It's good.
Vaguely.
Austin said, what was that show I told him to watch on Netflix? I said, when did I tell you that? And he said, I'm sure it's not that. He said, oh, maybe it was your brother. Did you tell him to watch something on Netflix recently?
No, I told him to do his job. Quit messing around, Austin. He's supposed to be on the clock right now. I don't remember telling
him. Or did you tell him to watch this movie?
For like 2 hours today.
Did you tell him to watch this?
We talked about it for a second, maybe, because like everybody was in my office for a second.
Yeah.
And we definitely brought it up, but I don't think I would have told Penny to watch this movie. It's not like I thought you would like it.
I did.
You gave it a chance. And
yeah.
You did. 8.5 for a Bollywood movie, primo score.
Yeah.
And this could be bottom of the barrel.
That's what I was about to say. Like we could just be really
like,
into Bollywood.
If you like RRR, you would love
Triple
XXX. Yeah,
that's a Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah. I kind of thought I had that.
No, I think we might have to give it another watch. But I'm wondering if a lot of them are like this cool action-y.
I think they are. No, for sure.
I think there's genres to it, but I think it's a heavy front on.
Because I think it's like definitely this, like a Bollywood love story.
Drama. I've seen a bunch of Bollywood clips,
mm-hmm.
And like this one's tame.
Yeah,
with
I've seen
stuff.
This is just the right amount.
It is because there's some
I
stuff
think
where
the
you're watching
it gets the funnier it gets.
It gets funnier, but it gets
I don't know
to
if
the
I
point
want funny.
That's what I'm saying. It gets to the point where you don't appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I saw these. I
this
saw
is a great story because
it's almost realistic.
I wasn't laughing that much. I was like, "That's funny. I get that. That's comical, but
it's badass.
It's badass.
Oh,
yeah,
if it gets too much further, then I'll be like." Not
you have probably said badass at least 15 times.
Yeah. Here was another ridiculous one. I don't know if you noticed this, but when Rom crashes his car at the end, they go flying like you've never seen someone fly from a car.
Just like they were just like on a harness and they're like parallel for a second.
And like a million miles per hour.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just like, him and the girl just go, shoo!
Also, the amount of times that, like, these guys should have died and they hadn't.
Yeah.
Like, that guy got flogged to death.
Have you ever seen someone get shot out of a car?
Oh, yeah. He, like, gets the... that was also interesting. So, I was surprised that there was, like, a recognizable actor. I mean, I don't know the guy's name.
Huh?
But, like, the old white dude.
Oh,
you've
seen
him before, right?
Oh, yeah. But I think there's, like... I think there's a good amount of opportunity for a C-class actor in America to just head over to Bollywood and start speaking English.
Yeah.
In a movie like this. So that guy, like, I recognize him.
I feel
him.
Like a lot of them are British.
Oh, you know what else I was thinking about during this? Is British have a lot of nerve to come at us about slavery when they were doing this after guns were invented.
Do the British come on us about slavery?
I feel like they do.
Do they?
I feel like America's so racist, and it's
not
like, dude,
since Sinead O'Connor.
I thought what y'all were doing in the 1900s to India.
Oh yeah,
they had your
says.
Guts.
They were doing it to Ireland.
Oh really?
Yeah.
In the 19 recently,
the Irish famine.
Oh, that was because of something. What happened in the Irish famine? I just know they had potatoes.
The English needed all their food, so they took everything.
Oh really?
Except for the potatoes.
Man, the English are douche.
We kept those underground.
They took the potatoes, and then there was like a shortage of potatoes, but it was mainly because the English took all their food.
Ah,
what jerks!
Man, they were douche to the Indians.
They were douche to everybody.
Couldn't be me. Could not be me. No way.
We finally freed ourselves.
That was like 100 years ago.
Pointing the finger at
you guys. Got a very British last name.
Knight. That could have been anywhere. We could be Irish.
What are you talking about?
F the Brits.
I don't think there's a lot of Irish knights.
I'm pretty sure we're either Scottish or Irish.
Nah.
Lineage wise?
Well, we're also got some German.
Really?
Okay.
There's castles everywhere.
They got a good history.
We've got German?
Yeah, yeah. But we were like before the 1900s.
Yeah.
We got out of there around the right time.
Something's getting hippie out here.
Something's in the air.
I don't know.
You guys seem rude.
You guys seem a little too enthusiastic.
Go to America. That'd be great. I'd like to know my whole lineage, but I'm scared to now.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't feel bad about it. Like if somebody was like, "Hey," like if somebody was like, "You were related. You're descendant of Adolf Hitler," would you be like,
I would feel
like that's kind of crazy.
Very interested.
I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad my last name isn't Hitler.
Do I have any money?
If you were related to Hitler,
yeah,
certainly all those people change their last name.
Do I have any gold teeth?
Here's 300 gold teeth. This is your inheritance.
Do I have any feelings? I need to return.
Certainly, if you're related to Adolf Hitler, you change your last name, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, if you have his last name?
But Castro kind of seems like a cool last name.
No, but he's not Hitler.
Yeah,
Fidel Castro is not Hitler.
Castro, like, had some
even,
weird
like, Joseph Stalin.
Stalin was worse than
he was worse, but he went under wraps, you know?
I don't feel like Stalin's too under wraps.
Hitler has way worse.
I would
worse.
Rather be named Stalin than Hitler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It has way worse connotations. Hitler's like, harsh. If your name was Hudson Hitler.
Hudson Hitler.
If your name was Hudson Stalin, I wouldn't even really bat an eye.
It's a good
I might be like, oh, that's kind of like Joseph Stalin's last name. For some reason,
that's his name.
Yeah, Joseph Stalin.
Joseph Stalin just sounded weird hearing it.
Maybe because he switched sides at the right time for a smidge. He's in that picture with Winston Churchill and FDR to get, like, at the end of the war.
Oh, it's probably just like a peace treaty when he lost, I guess.
Well, I think the last people to lose were.
I thought he died.
The Japanese.
Yeah.
Not during World War II, he didn't.
I don't know enough about that.
Because the Japanese were going to fight till their very last breath.
Heck yeah, they were.
But we taught them a lifelong lesson because they seem to like us these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Lifelong lesson.
I can't
tell you. I was about 2 train stops away from Okinawa, and I was like, let's just. Just
that's not
here,
one of the
guys.
Ones.
Hiroshima.
And yeah. Nagasaki.
That was embarrassing.
Have you been to Japan?
Actually, in Oppenheimer, he says, me and my wife like to vacation Okinawa, so we're not doing that one.
Oof.
That's what the guy says in Oppenheimer when they're talking about where to bomb.
Yeah,
he's like, nah, me and my wife, we like to vacation there, so nah.
Who's that, Josh Peck?
Josh Peck?
He was in Oppenheimer. He's the one that presses the red button.
I thought it was Cillian Murphy was Oppenheimer.
He is.
He was in Oppenheimer. He wasn't Oppenheimer.
Cillian Murphy was.
Josh Peck pushed the red button to drop the bombs in either like the practice round or at the end. Like the big countdown at the end.
I never watched the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a funny scene. So like this whole thing is like they're counting down. They just made the atomic bomb. They're like prepping it, they got all this stuff set up, and people are like super excited. And there's like this video of these people like in the movie theater, and like the last like the 3-second timer goes off, and then there's like 10 seconds of silence, and then the bomb is like, boom, boom, huge. And like those 10 seconds of silence, someone just lets out a huge fart inside of the theater, and everybody laughs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I wish it could have been me.
That's funny.
Brian locked and loaded popcorn always screws me up.
That would have been hilarious if that guy farted. Everyone had a good time. And then you farted like 3 seconds later.
Everybody got pissed.
And yours was like kind of quiet and smelled really bad.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a fun fart at all.
Yeah, it was like a loud squeaker.
Yeah.
And like everybody was like, oh my god.
Kind of sprayed it out a little bit.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
We gotta get out of here.
That's what we were all doing. You're sick, man.
Sicko.
Yeah, I think we should watch another Bollywood movie, but maybe not in not to pot is insulin, just turn the whole thing into Bollywood reviews.
Yeah. I think if you get a really strong following.
Yeah, true.
There's a large population over there. They would be like, this is
fun.
Great.
This is
great. Yeah, we could actually just become extremely pretentious and do only foreign films.
Only Bollywood.
If it's not American, American, we don't want it.
Yeah, but everybody only do like really fun foreign films. Don't do like the, you know, thinkers. Yeah.
Oh, like anyone that's like Emmy nominated. Every Emmy nominated movie, I'm like, shit.
Parasite.
Fantastic foreign movie.
Nominations. Titanic. Slapped.
Great. Forrest Gump.
I think there was a time. Like, I 2010, think 2020 there was a script flipped, and everything that wins best movie sucks. Oh.
Okay.
It's like, I think somewhere around like the new stuff. Ben Affleck's brother.
That win awards, that movie did suck.
It sucked.
Manchester by the Sea.
Manchester by the Sea.
I don't know what that is.
It's just depressing.
I mean, I just think the people like, oh, what's your favorite movie? And people are like, oh, well, I love like, and it's like some foreign film.
They like these movies.
Go F yourself.
They like these movies that are about
Master of Disguise.
I know it's stupid.
We all know it's Master of Disguise.
They like these movies that they think are about the regular Joe, just like a regular guy. Like right now, The Brutalist, I think, is winning, and it's about.
Oh yeah.
I think I haven't seen it, but I think it's like a guy who works in like a steel mill. You know, yeah,
they love playing that up.
Yeah, and so Manchester by the Sea is about this like guy who has to watch his nephew because his brother kid's died. Family, yeah, his brother died, so now he's in charge of his nephew.
Yeah, people from Hollywood.
And his wife died, and that's like it.
I wonder what the East Coast is like.
That's really all it is.
Yeah, like, so like now it's all these
town,
like,
they walk by a dog.
A misty, wow, depressing
you played
town.
A regular Joe really well. Like, yeah. That's how these.
Hey, I'm just
this
a regular
guy,
Joe
this
working
guy
on
drinks
a
his
steel
coffee
mill.
Yeah, dude, that's what they do.
Where's the
now.
Rebar? I need rebar on stage 3 of this regular Joe job. You all know it.
He's got a hard head on. The wrong
so
way.
So I was like, I thought of a game, but I couldn't put it together. Okay. But I'll show you what made me think of it. So I was listening to this pod this morning, and they were doing clip like sound bites from clips, and I was like, "What is this sound? What is this sound from?" So I think I got it here.
Samples.
Yeah, like a little sample.
And yeah, you pine the Spider-Verse.
Wow, you got that really quick. So I wanted to find little. I think this is a game for another time, but where I find that was really good because I could not think of it.
Oh, really?
On the way here, I thought of it when I found it again.
That sound scratch is pretty, like, I think they do that, like, 100 times in this.
I know, but I was like, where is that from? And you did it really good. And I wonder, like, just the smidgest sound.
They have, like, a game show off that. It's like, I can name the song in 10 notes. And they're like, I can name it in 5. And then it's just,
yeah,
like,
I've seen that. That's a good one, too.
It's also the guy, like, he just plays it off piano. Like, if they would give me the actual song for, like, the 3 seconds or whatever, how many keys it is. I could get it really
sometimes
quick.
They do the actual song.
But he's like, bum, 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 bum. And you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know.
I couldn't do that.
But that sounded, bum, 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 bum. What is that from?
I have
The Waltons.
Up. Up. Up.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I only have to say it 6 times. All right, what's this from?
What was it?
Did you get it?
Dumbass. I mean, there was no noise in it.
No, there was noise. I want to see
it. Yeah, I heard it a little bit, but it was like...
Jaws. Okay. You either give it all the way or not enough.
I know. I couldn't give it.
The first one, it was like...
All right, what about this? Oh, here comes an ad. Dang. I have to wait for the end.
I'm definitely going to crush this game. I feel like Hudson, what was the game Hudson was?
Was that a good one? At?
I feel like it was like some like scary movie thing or something. But you crushed it. I was furious. I went to sleep mad that day.
He creamed some game about.
This might be Hudson's last pod. He's moving out.
When?
This weekend or next week.
Like
wow.
Early next week.
Wow.
Heartbreaking. The end of an era.
The heartbreaker.
HBK. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michael Michaels.
That was one of the better WWE guys in our day. Top 10, maybe.
Interstellar.
Oh, and he cringed.
Good job. I just started that movie. Never finished that movie anymore.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours long.
Yeah. I like the scene where they go to the water planet and then the guy comes back and he's 27 super years old badass. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
great.
And then he meets his daughter and she's like 120. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that they named the space station after the daughter, I'm sure she did a lot. I'm sure she
that's
deserves
messed
it.
Up.
I think it's freaking because Matthew Why? McConaughey threw
was
his
she,
freaking life away.
He gave her
yeah,
the code.
She did everything. Like
she
got did
the
all
code.
The work.
He did all the work.
He did the
all the work.
No,
he
made
all
they
the
were
sacrifice.
Stuck at home.
He made the sacrifice.
He did it in Morse code the with the books.
Yeah, but I'm saying he made the sacrifice. She did all the like actual like. I live out and live my life and do all the science and do all the preparation. Like, she did everything.
Yeah,
she just did a massive sacrifice and was smart enough to figure out what to do.
It's
but it wasn't like he spent, you know.
I don't know enough about the science to know who did more, but he gave her the answer.
I see what you're saying.
He went into a freaking white hole into
the
fifth dimension.
I'm sure she didn't name it.
Also, how does a math problem make a space station fly?
Also, just the disrespect of that doctor that was like, oh, no, this isn't named after you, you idiot.
Yeah,
this
yeah, like, dude, don't you know I came up with the answer and I've only aged 2 years?
Yeah, what do you... You know what year I was born?
Yeah.
I'm 156 years old right now.
How about Michael Caine in the Michael Caine's character, and he just... They're over here playing fake math for like 50 years because he's like,
oh, he's like, hey,
yeah,
I think this is fake
the whole time.
Yeah. Like, Michael Caine, I don't know him. I know what you're talking about.
Is that his actual name?
Michael Caine?
Yeah.
He's got white hair, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's Alfred in the old Batmans.
Oh,
okay.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. He's got chameleon eyes.
Does he old Batman?
I just feel like his eyes are like closed. Like
the new
like
Alfred is...
I'm picturing Christian Bale Alfred.
Yeah. That's Michael Caine.
That's Michael Caine.
Cool. Yeah, he's not the new one.
Yeah, but you did a terrible Michael Caine.
No, this would be good.
You sound like Sean Connery or something. It wasn't
even funny. He sounds kind of like him.
Michael Caine.
There's actually this whole...
I'm Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. He talks like this.
That's like the perfect Sean Connery.
This is a perfect Michael Caine.
Actually go for Michael Caine.
Huh?
Actually go for Michael Caine.
Yeah, yeah, I'll actually try this.
You're not even British. Yeah, sure.
So Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery is British. I don't know why he said that.
Him?
No.
I don't know.
No, you're the idiot.
In Sean Connery British?
Michael Caine. Yeah,
Sean Connery is British.
Sean Connery. That's obviously. Separate. I think they're pretty close to each other.
That's obviously.
You sound like Kermit.
You know what I was thinking about this?
I go back and forth.
If I could go back in time and do anything, our pod.
Impersonations.
If we could do impersonations.
I'm getting sick and tired of that SOB who does all the Jeff Goldblum impersonations. I think all of his impersonations sound like Jeff Goldblum.
Let me hear Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, hey. Jeff Goldblum. I like art and stuff.
Jeff Goldblum. What does he sound like?
Oh, hey.
I don't think so.
He says hey a lot. I don't know.
Wow.
Dude's a weird guy. It's all Sean Connery for you.
Yeah. Wow. I'm Jeff Goldblum. Sean Connery.
There's some... It might be Sean Connery for you. There's probably at least one celebrity that we could all impersonate pretty well. We just haven't found it yet. And that's sad.
And that's sad.
I just don't understand why you would put so much effort into... How much effort?
If we did that, our podcast would be famous. If we could just go out into character and do like...
Oh, like this episode, it's Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura.
No, but just mix it in sometimes. Like if I was killing a Michael Caine right now, Michael Caine, then people would love
that. That's not how he sounds.
Was that Sean Connery?
He's like a softer speaking British.
Sean
person.
Connery talking to
he
Michael Caine.
Like this. It's Michael Caine. He gets all that's Michael Caine.
It's too low.
No, what's funny about this whole conversation
he
is
told you.
Oh, what are you, gay Caine?
The Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, he knew that.
Oh, a little too Harry Potter there.
What's funny about it is I just watched this clip where these two guys are doing Michael Caine impersonations back and forth.
Yeah.
And he's like, he doesn't sound like that. He sounds like this.
Probably one of those dudes I hate.
No, no.
The guy that does Jeff Goldblum. Oh, well, the picture. I don't know what he does. I don't know how Jeff Goldblum speaks. Brown.
Hmm.
You got Michael Caine?
You trusted me.
Well, that's just him crying.
He trusted me.
That was really good.
And I failed you.
The Jew.
Okay. All I gotta do is listen to it. Play me a Jeff Goldblum. I'll get that right off.
I really wish
whoa,
I could.
Whoa, Jurassic Park, dinosaurs. I just don't like how. What would be the definition of Jeff Goldblum? There's like
the
one
definition.
Word. Like, there's one word. He's just too...
obnoxious?
Nah. Or, like, fancy.
Oh, here it is. This is the video fancy. I was trying to find.
A fancy word?
That's the very...
ego.
I said that he used to talk like that.
Do you like okay?
I feel like... I said Michael Caine used to talk like this in the 1960s, right? But that has changed. And I say that over the years...
You talk like this in 1960s, right?
Let me finish. And all of the cigars and the brandy don't let me finish... can now be heard.
Okay,
I'm not fucking finished.
That's not Michael Caine.
And the voice now.
I thought that was
young. We're still not finished.
These are guys doing impersonation.
Because you look like you're about to bloody talk. Let me finish.
He's very good.
Really good. But this guy says he's not, and I actually think the first guy was better.
Harry Brown. I can't go fast because Michael Caine talks very, very slowly.
Right, this is how Michael Caine speaks. Michael Caine speaks to his nose like that. He gets very, very specific. It's sounds very good. Like that. When he gets loudly, it gets very loud indeed. It gets very specific. Yeah. It's not quite nasal enough to
see,
when you're doing it.
How fun would it be if we could just do a zillion of those?
Just everyone we could think of.
I'd be like, well, just occasionally you just burst out in the character and you're like, dang, that was a really good Michael Caine.
You're fired.
He speaks very, very loudly.
That was a great Michael Caine. That was a good game. Needs a little more structure to it. I think we played like two of
them. He gets very nasally, and when he gets very loud and specific.
Yeah, you sound like Bane.
Who was that guy from? He's like a villain in one of those bad
movies. He was in the guy that was just talking?
Yeah. I think he was in the bad movie.
He was in The Other Guys.
Ah, yeah, he was the rich guy in The Other
Guys.
Yeah. But, anyways, if y'all haven't watched RRR, here is your notice to do so. I promise you will not be upset. This movie is 3.5 hours long. Break it up. Take a couple of intermissions. There's honestly a part in the movie where it felt like it was an intermission.
Yeah.
And, like, me and Hudson had this conversation when we were watching it, like, you were talking to like a Indian person, and you're like, "Yeah, I watched RRR. Like, I was up till 2 a.m. Like
that song
and
is
they were
so
like, you
good.
You watched that movie in one sitting. You didn't do the hour 30. Is it him? Is this him?
Yeah. And then he's just getting whipped and just
yeah,
singing
just
as the crowd.
Put this up to the microphone, and this is how we're going to close out this pod. No outro.
What a closer.
Hold on then. I wanted to bring something up first. So, do you guys ever... So, does this ever happen to you? Happens to me all the time. And I don't know that it has a name, but it needs one. Especially if it doesn't only happen to me. So this morning... I was leaving for work, and I told Taylor, I said, sell some houses. And she said, I'll try. And I said, do or do not. There is no try. And I quoted Yoda, okay? That's a Yoda quote. I was listening to my podcast on the way to work. No, I just thought of it. I was like, just sell them, you know? Okay. Yeah. There's no try. And I was listening to my podcast, and they literally...
Trying is...
He literally says it.
Oh, so like you say something, and then it pops up like...
He says like serendipitous. There's probably a better word for it, though.
What did you call it?
Serendipitous.
Yeah, okay, so that's like just kind of like coincidence, basically. Yeah, basically. Or like perfect timing. Yeah.
Like an odd thing happening.
Or now all of a sudden you see a ton of...
I mean, that was crazy. I never quote that in my life. I just happened to say it, and then I heard it 15 minutes later. Also, another version of it is I will learn a word, a new word, and then someone will use it like that day.
That's the thing.
They just have the same website you're learning words on.
More so what Zach was talking about. It's like whenever you hear something, you notice it more. Like if you're like,
yeah,
I'm thinking about Kia Souls. I'm like, you'll go out and be like,
I've had there's like 15
Kia Souls today.
Yeah, that's kind of, but I mean, I will not have ever heard this word. And then I will be like,
you might have in this onomatopoeia.
No, because it's such a crazy
word. You've never
heard
the word onomatopoeia?
Well, how did I just come up with it? Just for an example. You
make the word.
Onomatopoeia is like buzz, right?
I thought it was a word like bang or something. Yeah, buzz.
Yeah, buzz. Yeah, so the B buzz, because it sounds like what it is.
Yeah.
And then that day, after I just learned the word onomatopoeia, someone will say, oh, that's funny, I never thought that word was an onomatopoeia before. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
Who's here?
Yeah.
Matrix.
Does that happen to you guys?
I've had situations where I'm like, oh, that person kind of looks like so-and-so. And then I'm like, I see so-and-so. I'm like, oh, man, I swear that was
you.
And then I see them like a day later or a couple weeks later. So I'm looking out for them.
I've just been assigned to create serendipity in both of you guys' lives.
Yeah, Hudson's like an elf or a leprechaun.
Yeah, something like that.
Confusion.
Uh-huh. Did you know that Barack Obama used to go by a different name?
Light on my feet?
Yeah.
It's because I float a little
bit. Oh, yeah, Hudson's so light on his feet, he ripped my Achilles ankle out of my freaking... I have a fresh injury. I'm coming off of about 12 hours off of tearing my Achilles heel. And I'll tell you, it's terrible. The thing with this stuff is, like, we were doing, like, 1v1s routes. One person defending, one person doing a route. I don't even know if he's listening right now.
Yeah, he's being very disrespectful.
Yeah, it honestly sucks.
It's honestly disrespectful.
Cell phone's ruining the situation above us.
I started talking, and you cut me off, and so that went
to... What were you talking about, pal?
I said, did you know that Barack Obama had a different name before? And he was, like, adopted, but it's not on Wikipedia.
What's his name?
So his name is Barack Obama Jr., but there's like this thing that he is not Barack Obama Sr.'s son, and he's like some Indonesian guy's son. And if you look at this Indonesian guy, he looks just like him. And at like age 18, he went by, I was trying to find it, but like you can't find it on Wikipedia.
Well,
like he, I don't know. It's very confusing.
I hope Barack Obama's Achilles heels are both doing fine.
I mean,
good segue.
Is it your Achilles heel?
It's something in the foot region. I'm no doctor.
I just routed him up too, bud.
Oh, so you were there playing too?
We were all there.
Who's we all?
Cleve, Matt, Hudson, all switching off. I was just breaking into my high school routes when I was a senior wide receiver. And I tore something.
He was down the field, 4-9 flat.
The first play... I just don't even want to talk to this guy. Head in the phone. Awful. I can hear you. What did I say?
Well, I was getting back to my high school routing days. 4-9 flat. Fast. I was beast.
I didn't say all that.
Which part did you not?
4-9 flat. That was fast. Me. I was beast.
None you said something about 4-9 flat.
That was me.
That wasn't me.
Get your head out of your phone. All right. You got my full attention.
I don't want to say the effing story anymore. I heard it this morning. Repeat myself three times.
I just hate bitching.
Oh, yeah, because you're the king of bitching.
What about what? What was the last thing I heard? I know yours.
What were you bitching about?
Yeah.
I wasn't even bitching about it. And you didn't even hear that part. You were just sitting there with your thumb up your ass, looking at your cell phone
like a classic millennial. Oh, so how'd you hurt it? You fell?
Oh, I already told you this off the pod. Like, we've never recycled freaking stories.
What happened?
I don't even know.
That's the story.
I didn't, like, feel, like, normally, like, you roll an ankle and you're like, oh, shit, I just rolled my ankle.
I think what you did is you just don't use your body, so when you did,
oh, it was a huge shock.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big shock for every tendon in my lower legs.
You need to get back in the gym.
30 yards. You need to give me my garage door opener. I can't even get in.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Guess again.
Where is it?
In your car. I was seeing how long it would take you to notice.
How long was it?
It's been in there for like weeks.
I'm going to go look right after this because I know for a fact you're going to unlock my truck and put it in there after this podcast.
You go straight there. I'll sit right here.
All right. Let's end this podcast. Ooh. Yeah, that's in this. Outro is out.
Play that song.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
In the crimson.
Yeah, put it directly up there.
I know they filmed those, but it looks sped up.
I can have the right people dancing with that too. Yeah.
But their dance at the very end, the closing credits is awesome too.
And then they're like, look at mother from the. And they're like shouting out like all the leaders.
Yeah,
I love that. She's doing a great job.
I forgot about that part.
How long is this song?
Yeah, how long is
this song? We can cut it whenever.
Both.
Oh, my fault. Stop the pod, Edson. Stop the cord suffering.